A reading from Acts 9. Now in Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which translated in Greek is called Dorcas. This woman was abounding with deeds of kindness and charity, which she continually did. And it came about at that time that she fell sick and she died. And when they had washed her body, they laid it in an upper chamber. And since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, having heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him, entreating him, "Do not delay to come to us." And Peter arose, and he went with them. And when he had come, they brought him into the upper room, and all the widows stood beside him, weeping.
Crying here. Peter is coming up the stairs and he might have a word for us right off, and we don't want to miss it.
Okay.
Now we all know what we're hoping for, so we're just going to encourage him to, you know, let the Lord work through him. Oh, there he is, there he is. Hey there, Mr. Peter. So nice to meet you. Dorcas has told us so much about you. Oh, yeah, we're the ones who sent for you. Yeah, we're Dorcas's widow friends. We were just in the midst of a little bit of keening when you come in.
Dorcas? Yeah, she's here. We have her all laid out on the table there in the other room.
Oh, yeah, we got her laid out, and we've washed her, but we're holding off on the wrapping and the anointing because me and the girls were waiting for you to show up, weren't we, girls?
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Dorcas was our friend. She cared for us.
Oh, yeah?
We've next to nothing.
Reduced to begging, some of us humiliating.
Oh, the synagogue provides nary a bit for us, do they, girls?
No.
And then Dorcas, she just came and started helping us.
And she just kept helping us and helping us and helping us.
Oh,
and
show him all the things that Dorcas made for you, girls.
He made me this coat, and a fine coat it is.
She made me a tunic and a shawl.
She made me this. She said I could wear it as a coat or a couch.
And she gave me this coat in the marketplace, and I said, "Oh, Dorcas, why are you doing this for us?"
We all did, didn't we? And she said it was because of the love of Jesus. And that's how it all started, how we all came to believe.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Now, Dorcas, she taught us all about a lot of the healings and such. And so, anyway, we know that you were there with Jesus. And you were there when he did some big things. Some, like, really big things. And so we were praying that with the help of God, you might do one of those really big things with Dorcas today. No, we're not talking about healing, because she is dead, don't you know? But we were thinking of one of those things that Dorcas taught us about, like with Elijah, or what you saw with Jesus.
And we'll be praying.
Now, I can't speak for Dorcas, of course, but if you did bring her back to life, I bet she'd make you a coat. Or at least a hat. What do you say, girls?
Oh,